So, didn't catch the show on
Saturday.
No worries. Here's what you missed on the Jimmy and Nath show.
2, 2, 3, 3, 4.
Oh, g'day, podcasters. Good to have your ear.
Or both of them. And very, very exciting, Nath, for our long-term podcasters.
Yeah.
Because we've got someone returning to the podcast.
Oh, back by popular demand.
Oh, the DMs just were blown up. If you were listening to us over doing Summer Drive.
Yeah.
Everyone loved this lady, and she's produced for us today and tomorrow, actually. Please welcome to the show, Producer Georgia!
Producer Georgia!
Hey, I'm so glad that I could satisfy everyone's requests. I didn't know there were so many.
Honestly, there were so many. I mean, waiting till the ones go and get these guys off the radio. Some of them were like, where's Producer Georgia? Can we have her back? So we appreciate it.
Just being modest, I knew how many there were. It's overflow.
It must be hard, Georgia, you know, being so, you know, beautiful, talented. Obviously, your DMs must be just blowing up all the time.
Oh, it is tough, but you just find a way to make it work. You, neither of you probably understand, but...
No, not at all. Georgia, thank you for being on the show again today, but also thank you for producing from your bedroom. Which is always fun. It's always a fun insight when we get, because the beauty of technology means that our producers can work from anywhere, as long as there's a Wi-Fi connection. Georgia, can you give us a walkthrough of your bedroom? Because we can only kind of see what's happening.
The thing that I really love, actually, Georgia, just before you show the room, is I love the clothes on the hanger, just like the outdoor hanger. It's not a cupboard.
Do we not have a wardrobe? No. Or like what's going on there, Georgia?
That's deliberate, because that's like all the most beautiful items that I own. Just adds a bit of colour to the room.
Right. Okay, nice. Lots of jackets there. You've got
a swag jacket, another swag tan number.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a couple of glittery numbers here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's a little bit of like interactive wallpaper, if you will.
Okay, it's quite
but
nice.
You've actually had a great time because I've cleaned my room yesterday.
Oh, look at that. Is that a nice little Persian rug on the floor there, or is that like a cheap ripoff?
No, it's a Persian number. It's a cheap. It's a cheapie from Marketplace, but still Persian. Yes. It hasn't been cleaned.
Are they concrete floors? Or is that carpet?
Carpet. Right, there's the boudoir where all the magic happens.
is that a dream catcher on the wall?
Yes, it is a dream catcher. It's a handmade one.
I used to have so many dream catchers as a kid.
Really?
Oh, like
I've never had a dream catcher.
You've never had a dream catcher?
What are they? I've heard about them, but what do they do?
They
catch
dreams, mate.
They're supposed to catch your bad dreams.
Yeah.
Supposed to, I say.
Right, okay.
I still have an occasional nightmare here and there, but it looks pretty.
Super into it, Georgia. So, like, anytime we went on holidays to, like, because we grew up in the country, and I felt like they were very popular at the beach, like markets and stuff. So every time we went on holidays, we'd come back with another dream catcher. And I remember at one stage, like a friend came over and he's like, why have you got five of those weird...
Yeah, I've always wondered what they were, those little circly things. I mean, I knew they were dream catchers, but I didn't know they catch the dreams.
That's why you have so many bad dreams.
No, you're so right. Well, because when I had a bad dream, I'd go in and Dad'd be like, turn around, mate, back to bed. shake it off, big fella.
We found out the other night on the show, we didn't realise this, Georgia, because Nathan and I used to live together. And Nath talks in his sleep. He has a little, like, nightmares, but they're always the same one. It's something or someone is attacking him.
Yeah,
it's always like spiders, robbers.
We're always getting away from something.
Yeah.
Like a reoccurring nightmare sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't remember them.
But you're always getting attacked with, like, the spiders.
But the only people...
What was the one the other night with your partner, Meg?
I just yelled out snakes. Like, just full yelled it out. But the thing is, I don't remember the dream. The only people my bad dreams impact are the people around me.
Yeah, you wake up in the morning.
Going, what a sleep.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Have you ever had a paralysis?
No. What's that? What's a paralysis?
Like a paralysis where you're like, you're having a nightmare and you want to wake up, but you can't because your body's like paralyzed with fear.
Oh, yeah. I've had that before.
I've had it once and it was so hectic.
Is that why you got the dream catcher?
Maybe for that one again.
That's where that one came from, the most recent edition.
Does anyone remember any, I mean, apart from you, and we did snakes the other day, but yeah, do you remember a recent dream, Georgia, or a nightmare? Has anything come to mind?
Well, she's got the dream catcher, so she just go tap into it.
Yeah, I have the dream catcher, so they just get taken away. But I always remember my dreams throughout the day, but then I also think there's nothing worse than someone telling you about their dream. I hate when people do that. Right. Like, it's so...
Glad we just had the podcast the other day.
What a stupid question.
Yeah. Obviously, I'm in the head, Georgia.
I mean, it's different if you're in it, I guess. Like,
quickly, do they make question catches? So we never have to hear that again?
That's why I love Georgia producing. Yeah, that's just a shit idea, Jim. And I'm not going to answer it. Do you speak, so those that don't know, Georgia produces Carrie and Tommy. Do you speak to Carrie and Tommy this way?
Oh, worse.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Nath, everyone can now swim topless at public pools in Berlin.
Oh, massive final, finally. Yeah, well done to the Germans. Well done.
Great news. This is after an unnamed woman lodged a complaint.
Angela Merkel, I think her name was.
Well, I think she could just change the laws.
She did, yeah.
She didn't need to complain.
Loves a skinny dip, the Chancellor.
Not skinny. She's got pants on.
Just topless. Right. Okay, got you.
The woman made a complaint to the Berlin Senate for Justice after she was reportedly sunbaking topless and was told it was not permitted. Mm. But as I said, Nath, great news. And now the people of Berlin rejoicing. And there was a local news interview doing...
They covered it, did they?
No, they
put their hand up for it.
I'll go down. I'll do the interview.
Why, Bob, no, the sports on, the football's on. No, I'm going to do the topless. I'll do that. I'll go the down.
Topless stuff.
Yeah.
I did watch it online. As you can imagine, I was like, how do they do this? It's just a lot of interviews from the neck up.
Just bobbleheads, yeah.
But the thing I noticed was, and a lot of people said this, and I had to do some translating, is they felt free and they felt good. That was the common theme.
Sehr gut. That means very good in German.
And free?
Don't know that one. Flies. Fleiser.
Free. English to German. For those that don't know, Nathan's German heritage.
I'm a quarter German, mate.
On your...
Dad's side. Yep. Dad was born in... Dad's grandfather, born in Berlin. Gerard.
All right. I've Googled feel free, English to German. I'm going to hold it up so Nathan can do it.
Okay. Fühle fühle dich... Free.
Careful.
Fühle dich free.
Fühle dich free.
Fühle dich free. Well, I thought it was tops only. They're pushing for that law too.
If you don't believe what we're saying, just Google English to German. It says fühle dich free.
Next week we'll be doing a story that they're also dick free.
Now look, what I want to do on 13 10 60 Australia, I don't want the good people of Germany, of Berlin, to be the only ones topless. And free.
No, everyone
Full
should be.
Dick free.
Everyone should be dick free.
So what I want to do, 13 10 60 Australia, give us a call. Go topless right now.
Great.
So what I would love for you to do is go topless wherever you are.
Sure.
At home, driving to work, wherever you call us. We're going to chat to you. How do you feel right now?
Yeah, do you feel fully dick free?
Do you,
like, you know what I mean? Like, I'd love to get people, like, in the action of it. You know what I mean?
So you want to call with it on?
Call with you, like, sheathed. Right, with your top on, and then I want to be there and join in the moment where you remove your top.
I love that, Nath.
Yeah.
So they call us with whatever you have on.
Yep.
And then
if you are already topless, that's still fine.
Yeah,
you
no.
can still call
don't
through.
Don't put stuff on if you are topless.
don't reverse it just for the point.
Yeah,
no.
Sorry. So just two things. If you're topless right now, call. Let us know. Hey, guys, weird coincidence.
Yeah. Okay, but irrespective of what kind of garment you have on, 13 10 60.
Yeah, but fully nude people.
No. Yeah.
Because they're their own thing.
Completely different,
yeah, different
thing.
I'm talking you have some sort of pant. Okay. Or underwear on and you're topless. Or as you said, Nath, you're fully clothed.
Sure.
And you're willing to take it off for us.
Yep.
As we're chatting to you and we go, how do you feel? And you go, geez, boys, I feel free.
Yeah,
feel
it's
good.
The liberation of it. Okay, 13 10 60 Australia, jump on the phones right now. If you are willing to go topless for us live on the radio, wherever you are, jump on the phones, 13 10 60. And you know what? Anybody that gets involved, we're going to sort you out with $100 step one underwear vouchers. How good is that? You can cover your dich.
It's a
German word.
Yeah, well,
it's a German word.
It's the word for free.
Yeah. No, that's the whole thing. I'm the German one. Don't worry about it.
Sorry, I don't know how words work.
13 10 60 Australia, jump on the phones right now. If you are happy to go topless for us, we'll sort you out with $100 step one underwear vouchers. We want to be there and have and share in that freedom of being topless. But you got to call now, 13 10 60.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Nathan just asked 13 10 60. Can you go topless for us right now? Or if you are topless, call the show.
Sure.
Just coincidentally, you were topless and we're talking about this.
We'll accept both.
Yes. Now, if you are just joining us, the reason we're asking this question is, Nathan, round of applause to the good people of Berlin. Because now everyone can swim topless in Berlin.
We'll love that. We're in public pools only. I don't know. Not fountains.
Don't ask a lot of questions. Now, look, I saw this on the news. Because I'm really into my German news.
Mm.
And the good people said they felt free. They felt good.
Sure.
So I thought we could do our own little test here. So we're going to chat to people. We're going to get them either, if they are topless now, to get topless. And then we're like, hey, how do you feel?
Yeah,
I want to feel free, feel good.
Sharing that moment with people should be good. Jared from Shep. Hello, Jared.
Good morning, boys. How are we?
Good, Jared. Set the scene for us, mate. Where are you?
Okay, so I'm actually in my work truck.
Yep.
Sitting out, about to make a delivery.
Okay.
And I've got my top on, so I'm going to actually go topless for you boys on the radio.
Oh, this is great, Jared. This is, okay, what kind of top have you got on? Just like your work top? Is it like high vis or what do you got?
Yeah, it's a high vis yellow top, mate, but I reckon once I take my shirt off, I won't need it because I'm pretty white underneath.
Okay.
And all how right. is it there this morning, Jared? Is it quite warm? Is it hot?
It's actually about 22 degrees.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's nice. Beautiful temp. Yeah.
Good,
okay.
Good nice shirtless sunrise. Weather.
Yeah. It is. Okay. Do we do like a drum roll or something like that, or just want him to take it off and
no,
see how we feel?
A drum roll.
Okay. All right, Jared, drum roll at the end of this. You take it off and you express how you feel, okay?
Too easy, boys.
Okay, here we go. Come on, Jared. Shepherd.
Take it off. Take it off.
Here we go.
Over the shoulder.
And we're off, boys.
We're off. Oh, he's done it. Jared, how do you feel?
Very liberated, actually, but slightly weirded out with people watching me through the window of my truck.
That's all right, mate. It's a different kind of delivery. I thought we'll get more groceries. No, we couldn't.
Well, I am a milkman, so I don't know.
Well, Jared, everyone listens to the Jimmy Nate Show on a Saturday morning. So everyone would be, if they're looking at you, they'd be completely, oh, they'd be like, I'm just listening. That's Jared from Chevron.
Well, I've seen a few videos start with the topless milkman and then.
But how do you feel, Jared?
No, I actually feel pretty good. It's not too bad today. So, yeah, I probably should put my shirt back on and do this delivery, but, you know.
No, leave no. it off,
but just
Jared.
Confirming, Jared, feeling free, feeling good.
Feeling free and good and liberated.
Perfect. That's what we want. James from Balcombe Hills. Hi, James.
Yes, hello, good morning. I am at the moment very top dig free and bottom dig free at the moment.
Oh, are you completely nude, James?
Yes, I just come up from Narrabeen Beach. I come here every Saturday morning and walk the beach with my budgie smugglers, but very small ones. And I am beautiful, 5:30 this morning. I just come up to get a coffee. I go back down there. And top dig free, bottom dig free again.
Okay, James, I mean, I don't mean to offend you, but we did ask for no one nude to call the show.
I don't know. I saved your number. I want to let you know. Dig free today, all day.
Good on you, James. That's what we're after. That's the gear we're after.
There's a man who feels free. Just feels good.
All the time. Danielle. Hi, Danielle.
Hello, how are you?
We're good. Danny, where are you?
I'm just driving to work in Hoppers Crossing.
Okay, Hoppers Crossing.
In my car.
In your car.
Okay, yeah. All right.
And you've got a top on or shirt or something, Danielle?
I did, but I've taken it off already. I just couldn't wait any longer.
Okay,
that's fine. Yeah. That's fine. Okay. And
how do you feel, Danny?
I feel great. Yeah, I'm ready for the day. I don't even want to put my shirt back on.
See, you shouldn't have to,
keep
Danny.
Keep it off, Danny.
I shouldn't.
You know what I mean? Men can go to work with their shirts off. Why can't women go to work with their shirts off?
I know, that's what I was thinking. So what? I'm going to try it, see how it goes.
Okay, what do you do for work, Danny?
I'm just working in a cafe at the moment. Barrister to Brewster and Werribee.
Yep.
Oh, people are going to go there now, Danny. Don't worry about it. Artie from Seymour. Let's do one more. Hi, Artie.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Have you got your top on at the moment, Artie?
I sure do. I'm supposed to be going over to Bruny Island on a tour.
Oh, okay. Bruny Island in Tasmania. Beautiful,
beautiful part of the world.
Absolutely. All right, Artie, are you willing to whip the top off for us and tell us how you feel?
Hell yeah.
All right, Artie. Nate, give him a drum roll.
Yeah, all right. Here we go, Artie. This, you're our final one, okay? So I need heaps of energy when that top comes off. Here we go. Come on, Artie. Let's
take
do it.
Take it off.
Take it off, Artie.
Done.
Sorry, what was that, Artie?
All done.
Oh, you couldn't hear him. His shirt was still over his face. That's why you couldn't hear it.
How do you feel, Artie?
Great. I'm just waiting on a bus to pick me up and they can see me and my moves.
Your moves?
See me in my moves.
What's a move, yeah. Artie?
Come on. Everyone knows what moves are. Man boobs.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast. Australia. Forget about Ed. Forget about Pink. Forget about Harry.
There's a new sensation that's sweeping the nation.
Oh my God, Tigers and the Horse.
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 Oh, Tigers and the Horse.
Tigers and the Horse.
Tigers and the Horse.
Right, now, if you don't know what Tigers and the Horse is, here's a quick timeline for you. 2 weeks ago, I joked that we should have a Jimmy and Nath signed photo. Our big boss, Son, in 3 minutes then created a makeshift photo shoot using suggestions from Australia, where Jimmy and I, we dressed up as Tigers, and we rode. Yes, rode our big boss, Son, who was then dressed up as a horse. We now have exclusive signed copies of that photo. And last week, Australia, you gave us another level to it. You said that we need to start doing parties as entertainment. Kids' parties, adult parties, all kinds of parties. Welcome to the present day of Tigers and the Horse.
Yeah. Weird one. Yeah, we finally got like little cards made. Yeah. If you want a signed one, give us a call now, 131060. But yeah, we got these cards made. And then as you said, Nath, last week when we were giving out these signed cards, people were just like, oh, well, if you're going to dress up as a Tigers and the Horse, might as well just come to my blah party.
Yeah, and we're talking like kids' parties, like toddler parties, right through to like bucks parties and like work functions.
Yeah, somebody called up and she's like, well, it's my daughter's first birthday and my 30th, so we might, if you could just do both.
Have a joint 31st, can you come over, fellas? So, Australia, this has been completely driven by you. Tigers and the Horse has been created by you, Australia, and we're taking your lead and we're going with it. So what we want to do now, 131060. Do you have a party coming up? Any kind of party. It can be a bucks, it can be a hens. Hell, if it's a wedding or even a wake, we might do wakes as well. Whatever it is, any kind of party, and you want Tigers and the Horse there, we can do it. 131060, Jim.
Yep. So again, if you call us, you get a signed photo from Nathan and I.
Yep.
I think we'd be doing this still 3-4 weeks later.
It's a spate. It's driven by the good people of our country.
People of Australia want it. So again, if you want a signed photo, and we'd just also love to know if you have a party coming up.
Yep.
It doesn't have to be soon. It could be later in the year.
Yep.
Nathan and I are busy guys, so I don't know if we can squeeze anything in soon, but who knows?
Just a party this year.
We're just creating some lists of parties that potentially at some stage.
Yep.
Because our calendars need to align. Nath needs to be available, Jimmy needs to be available, and our big boss Sonda needs to be available.
Yeah, of course. Jimmy and Nath as the Tigers, and our BBS, the big boss Son, will play the role of the horse, and we'll come to your parties.
And look, technically anyone could be the horse, because the Tigers are, you can see our faces, the head sort of strap on, whereas the horse is a full mask. But Sonda, our boss, is committed to the bit.
Yep.
And she wants to be there.
Absolutely. So, Australia, jump on the phones right now. 131060. First of all, if you want to score yourself an exclusive limited edition, because we don't have many of these, signed photo, personalised, they are with a personal message, personalised signed photo of Jimmy and A, Tigers and the Horse. They've been professionally printed and signed. We'll send that out to you, but also we need a party. If you've got a party that you want Tigers and the Horse to feature at, 131060, we will take your calls next, and the legend of Tigers and the Horse continues.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Australia. Forget about Ed. Forget about Pink. Forget about Harry. There's a new sensation that's sweeping the nation.
Oh my God, Tigers and the Horse.
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 Oh, Tigers and the Horse.
Tigers and the Horse.
Tigers. And the Horse.
Yeah, what started as a joke on the show for signed Jimmy and Nath photos quickly turned into a photo shoot of Jimmy and I dressed as Tigers, riding our boss. Yes, I said riding our boss, the big boss Son, who was dressed as a horse, has now turned into a party entertainment group. Jimmy and Nath, Tigers and the Horse in Australia. If you wanted to score yourself an exclusive signed photo of Jimmy and Nath, Tigers and the Horse, and also you want us to turn up to your party, well, we've just asked 131060, Jim. And we're not limiting to any kind of party, just everything.
Yeah, look, we can definitely give anyone a signed photo. We can't confirm that we can come to your party, but we are creating a party list.
Yes.
And tomorrow on the show...
A party playlist.
A party playlist. The Saturday morning party playlist. Jimmy and Nate.
Not to be confused, of course, with
the Saturday night party.
Saturday
place.
Night, we're completely different.
Silly.
I don't know.
But yes, we are putting a list together, and tomorrow morning... So tomorrow morning, Sunday morning on the show, we're going to be joined by the Beanies, a very successful, famous children's entertainment group.
Yep.
And they're going to hopefully give us some tips.
Hopefully impart their knowledge onto us, because we have no experience. We have zero experience. So we're going to hopefully learn some stuff. We're going to upskill from tomorrow. But today we're just collating the parties that we could potentially go to. Jasmine from New South Wales. Hi, Jazz.
Hi, how are you?
We're good, Jazz. Now, first of all, is there a party that Jimmy and A, Tigers and the Horse, can get to?
It's my son's first birthday party.
Okay.
Jasmine, I guess probably before we do the party thing, do you want a signed copy of Tigers and the Horse?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, and you've seen the photo, Jasmine?
Yeah.
Okay. Any thoughts? Any feedback?
I just think it's great.
That's good. I mean, that's good to know. Okay, Jazz, I will ask your 1 year old son or soon to be 1 year old son into tigers, into horses.
He's way into animals.
Loves animals. That's complete my mistake. Good pickup. Single horse.
Yeah,
multiple tigers.
We can promise two tigers. We can unfortunately promise one horse. She's like, nah, he only loves multiple.
Forget it. They just want the horse.
Yeah.
Okay, Jess from Victoria. Hi, Jess.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Jess. First of all, would you like an exclusive signed photo of Jimmy and the Tigers and the Horse?
No, all good, mate.
Okay. No, that's... Hey, honesty is the best policy on this show. I'm a little hurt, but I mean, that's okay. Okay, well, I mean, hopefully you want us at some sort of party?
Absolutely. I'm actually getting married, and it's the most formal event ever. So I feel like you would be perfect.
You want Jimmy and a Tigers and the Horse, where, I repeat, we're dressed as tigers, riding our boss, Sonda, who's a horse, at your wedding?
Yes.
So, Jess, I don't get the bit where you said it's really formal and then you want us. Can you just explain?
Well, I'm not a formal person, so you'll be my comedic relief.
Okay.
Right.
And how does your partner feel about this?
I won't tell him.
Okay.
Good. No, it's a great surprise.
So, Jess, just...
Because a lot of weddings you go to, you don't really see two men dressed as tigers and a horse.
No, you don't. It'll definitely be the talk
remember
of the town.
Yeah.
Oh. So, Jess, can I just clarify? You don't want a signed photo, but you want us at your wedding.
Yeah, so then you're in every photo.
Oh, I see.
So, Jess, when's the wedding?
Early next year.
Yeah, that's plenty of time. We've got plenty of time.
Could we potentially, I mean, I'm getting ahead of myself here, but could we potentially ride the horse down the aisle?
That's the plan, yeah.
And I may be getting ahead of ourselves as well, Jess, but can we marry you?
Oh my gosh, I don't have a celebrant yet, so if you can get it legal, then for sure.
Well, it is a next year thing.
And also, yeah, the legal thing might be an issue.
What do you mean?
Well, it takes like 9 months.
Yeah, when are you getting married, Jess?
Next year.
May.
So May next
now?
Year.
January, March. Yeah, that's plenty of time.
You willing to commit to a 9-month celebrant course?
I'm not.
The horse is, Sonda. Yes. I mean, Mason.
So you'll be married by a horse.
Hello, Mason.
G'day, guys.
How you going, mate? You going all right?
Yeah, not too bad. I've got 40 parties in the next 3 weeks that you guys can come to if you like.
40 parties? What do you mean, Mesa? Do you work in the party game?
Yeah, I've got a jumping castle business.
Oh, so we could do like a combined effort, Mace.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking pimp you guys out and get some money on the side.
Oh, that's smart from you, Mason. You're our pimp.
That is clever.
I just quickly though, Mason, do you want a signed copy of the photo?
I would love one. I would frame it and put it in the car and show everyone.
Thank you.
Right, okay. So
just don't have you heard earlier. We got to know.
Yes to a wedding,
Yes to a wedding, but no to a photo.
Okay, so Mace, so you've got like 40 parties coming up. You have your own jumping castle business and you're happy for us to partner up with you on this.
I am more than happy for that.
Right, okay. Do you have any, like, does anyone dress up normally and go to your jumping castle parties?
Look, they can if they want to. We do have mascots as well that the people can hire. Okay. So, yeah, that wouldn't be out of place.
Well, look, I mean, Mason, we're all about dressing up here, obviously, at the Jimmy and A Show. Nathan are committing to dress up as tigers. Our boss is committing to dress up as a horse.
Mm.
And, you know, you mentioned it. You do want to pimp us out. Would you be willing to dress as a pimp with a top hat and a cane?
Look, I think that could be doable.
Yeah.
Sounds like Mason's done that one before.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast. Jimmy and Nate are on in the land down under. Aussie, Aussie, Aussie!
During the show, the boys have thunder. Can you dial, can you call the number? They wanna know. So where the bloody hell are you? Yes, thank you, Lara. It's a very simple question, Australia. We need you to call right now, 131060, and just answer this. Where the bloody hell are you? Where are you listening to the show? It could be your town, your city, your suburb. Tell us something different about it, something fun about it, why you love where you are. We're going to put you on a map, 131060.
Yeah, look, and this is something we've done for a long time. We've usually done it towards the end of the show.
Yeah.
But, you know, over the past few weeks or so, Australia, you've just been providing the laughs, providing the lols, providing the good times. And we've run out of time.
We haven't had, yeah. And you've got to get the news, Mike.
Yeah, Trish. And you've got to get to our great solo announcers.
Oh, get to the music.
Get to the people that tell me there's Bieber coming up and there's some sort of prize. So, look, we moved it because we love it. We love getting to know you, Australia. And we love getting to know where you bloody are.
Absolutely. So, 131060 Australia, you jump on the phones right now, give us your town, your city, your suburb, and you answer this question. Where the bloody hell are you?
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Jimmy and Nate are on in the land down under.
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie!
During the show, the boys have thunder.
Yeah.
Can you dial, can you call the number? They wanna know.
So where the bloody hell are you?
Yeah, live around our beautiful country, Australia, but here's the thing, our boss has never told us where we're broadcasting to. That's where you come in. You call 131060 and you let us know where the bloody hell you are, why you love it. We're going to put you on the map. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the show.
G'day, mate. How you going?
We're good, Dave. Where the bloody hell are you, mate?
I'm in the Green Hills Forestry in the Tumut Snowy Mountains area.
Wow, I've been in that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Talk us through it, Dave. Why are you there? Is that where you live?
Yeah, I sort of live in the general area, but I drive a big 30-ton excavator down through the steep stuff and windrow out all the old slash after they harvest it so we can plant new trees because everyone needs a house, you know?
Dave, I understood. I understood three words you said then. But I mean, it sounds awesome. The stuff that you do. How cool is this?
Are you working this morning, Dave?
Yeah, into it, mate. Got to love getting up and paying tax. That's what we do in Australia.
Good on you, Dave.
Are we helping, Dave? I mean, are we providing any laughter?
Oh, it's good. You know, your show and the tunes and that, it keeps me going all day, keeps me mind off all the other sad things in the world.
Oh, good on you, Dave. We love you. Okay, so, I mean, is there, if you had to pick one thing of the, is it Snowy Mountains? Is that where you are? If you had to pick one thing about it, Dave, why do you love it?
Oh, just the country, mate. Fresh air. No one annoying you for miles. You're just out here in the middle of nowhere doing your thing.
We love that. You go to the Snowy Mountains if you don't want to be annoyed. I mean, one of the best places in the world. Good on you, Dave. You enjoy it, okay?
Good on you, fellas. Have a good one.
Thanks,
you
mate.
You too, Dave.
How good was Dave? I love him. Madison, welcome to the show. Hi, Madison.
Hi there. How you going?
Good. Where the bloody hell are you?
I'm in Granville, Victoria.
Granville, Victoria. Okay. I mean, all we can do is repeat that because we don't know.
Is that where you live, Madison?
Yeah, I live there. It's just on the Bass Coast.
Okay. Well, what's great about it? Why do you love it?
It's just the water. It's on the other side of us. We've got the cows and the rolling mountains and the farmland. You know, you've got the pier down the road.
Oh,
you know, it's just a bit of everything where we are.
Sounds kind of like you're making it up as you go along, man.
It sounds like you're standing on a vantage point and you're turning around.
What's your favourite thing? If you had to pick one thing.
The water. We love the beach.
We love the beach. That's good.
You love the pier, Madison? Anything exciting to do down at the pier?
I'm not a fisherman myself, no, but, you know, I'm just driving home after a night shift because I'm a nurse and I, you know, take the kids down to the beach. It's nice.
I love that. Also, well done, nurse. Absolute hero. You're doing great things, Madison.
Doing the good stuff, Madison.
Well, thanks.
Well, we've been serious.
It was a joke.
I mean, I know it sounds like everything we say is a joke. Oh, doing the good stuff, huh?
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Jim, how's this? An Aussie woman has come out and admitted that she gets extremely embarrassed every time she has to tie her shoelaces in public. She said sometimes she'll only wear sandals and thongs out of fear that her laces might come undone. She finds it very embarrassing to bend down in front of people in a public place with your bum poking out or blocking walkways. And she also doesn't like the blood rushing to her head when she has to bend down and tie her shoe. I kind of get it.
I agree with that, but I'm a big leg up guy.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. Like, sometimes
I'll wait. Yeah. Like, I'll sort of serve. This is how it works, Australia. So it's Jimmy, by the way. So if the shoe comes undone, I look down and go, okay, great. So then you're sort of walking on your heel.
Mm.
And then what you want to do is you want to flip your foot to the left.
Yeah.
So the laces go all the way to the left.
Oh, that's clever.
You don't want them to go under the shoe.
So you're doing the work before you even get down to the shoe.
No, this is about just not getting the shoelaces dirty.
Sure, sure, sure.
So if you're just walking normally, there's a good chance shoelaces go under the foot. You walk on them, especially white shoelaces, dirty. Don't want it. So you on the heel, you flick it to the left, they all go to the left. Uh-huh. Then you flick it to the right, they all go to the right.
Yeah.
So you continue this until you can spot an advantage point.
Sure.
Where you really want to be able to bring your leg up to about, you know, waist height.
Sure.
And then might be a chair, might be a stump.
A stump
those,
would be great.
Those chain fences are pretty good because you can just put the little
forward
the nose of the shoe,
yeah,
as it's known, into the fence. And then you can...
The bow of the shoe.
The bow. And then you've got to work on starboard fence. Yeah. The shoes are like boats. But that's how, yeah.
Can I just say, well done. I mean, you are a big shoe guy, but you have given this a lot of thought. And this is great because I know a lot, I reckon a lot of people out there wouldn't love tying their shoes in public. Me in particular, I don't find it embarrassing as such. I just find a lot of effort because I'm not the most flexible person ever.
You're not a big bender overall.
No, I don't. So, like, I'd rather kick my shoes off and just go barefoot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I do hate having my laces undone. So sometimes I'll just flick the shoe off and catch it, right? Yeah, pretty coordinated. And
okay. I've never seen you do that.
That's because I do it so fast. Sorry, you don't notice.
Truth doesn't get away with a good story. Guys, Nath constantly flicks both shoes up at the same time.
It is a skill. Hey,
and he sort of floats.
Hey, you want to see it?
Yeah, here we go.
Got Birkenstocks on right now.
Let count me down three. When you're ready.
Okay, ready? Go. Three. Hang on. Three, two, one. Nailed it.
Yeah. Again, radio. He kicked both off at the same time.
Yep.
Caught them both.
Incredible.
In his mouth.
Incredible, like, stuff. Incredible. I almost also broke the screen behind me, but that's a... tech issue. Okay, here's what I want to do. I feel like this is a common thing around Australia, and I'll be honest, I don't really like tying my shoes in public. I feel like it can be embarrassing. So what I want to do to solve the shoelace tying embarrassment around Australia right now, I want to do a little thing, 131060. It is called Jimmy and Ace Big Shoe Tie-Up.
Tying our shoelaces was something we all learned as a kid.
Not me, I had Velcro.
And as adults, we still do it daily.
Yeah, mate, not me either, I wear thongs.
Okay, well, some of us still tie shoelaces.
Yeah, mate, I just tuck mine inside the shoe.
I hate you. Together, as a nation, it's the Big Shoe Tie-Up.
131060, Australia, jump on the phones right now. This is an Australian radio first. Are you embarrassed tying your shoes in public? What I want to do is I want to get as many people out there right now who are willing to tie their shoes in one collective group because, Jim, I feel like we can tackle shoelace tying embarrassment as a pack.
Yeah.
Pack mentality, and you don't have to worry about it when people are joining in the activity with you at the same time.
I think the term, Nath, is strength in numbers.
Strength in numbers, absolutely,
strength in numbers
is what we want.
And Australia, we need, as Nath said, as many people right now. As long as you have some shoes on or near you, we're all going to tie our shoes together.
At the exact same time, I will bring everybody live onto the show at the same time. Jim, you and I, we forgot to wear shoes with laces today, but that's okay.
And we planned this show a couple of days ago.
we
set it to Audio Bones to get an opener made, and we went, we just got to wear shoes on Saturday.
We're both bloody wearing Birkenstocks. So maybe we'll have to emulate it. We'll have to pretend that we're tying our
shoes. Again, as much as this we've been talking about, it's all made up.
Yeah.
Don't let the truth get in the way of a good story. We both have four shoes on.
What? So 131060 Australia, you jump on the phones right now. If you can tie your shoes live for us on the air, you will not be alone. You'll be joined by the good people of Australia in Jimmy and Ace, world's biggest live shoelace tie. Jump on the phones right now.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
And Jim, we are solving public shoelace tying embarrassment. And the reason we're doing this is because a woman's come out and said she doesn't like to tie her shoes in public. It's embarrassing. I share in that. I don't find it embarrassing, but I find it difficult to do.
It's just kind of like annoying. You don't want to do it because, you know, usually it happens when you're walking.
Mm.
It's the movement, the force that undoes the lace.
Mm.
And then if you're walking, there's a good chance other people are walking. And suddenly you can't just bend over in the middle of a walkway.
You're creating a roadblock, really, aren't you?
And then you look around, you don't know where to go. Then you got to bend over. We've all got bad backs. You know what I mean? The hammies are tight. There's a bit of shame there. There's a bit of embarrassment. Exactly. I can understand.
And so that's where we come in. That's where your pals Jimmy and Nath come in. And we're solving this by getting as many people as we can right around Australia to simultaneously tie their shoes together for a strength in numbers. Bit of pack mentality to help solve shoelace tying embarrassment. And it is called Jimmy and Nath's Big Shoe Tie Up.
Tying our shoelaces was something we all learned as a kid.
Not me, I had Velcro.
And as adults, we still do it daily.
Yeah, mate, not me either, I wear thongs.
Okay, well, some of us still tie shoelaces.
Yeah, mate, I just tuck mine inside the shoe.
I hate you.
Together, as a nation, it's the Big Shoe Tie-Up.
Righto, welcome Australia. Let's do this. Big shoe tie up. Let's meet the people who are willing to tie their shoes simultaneously with us. Jackson, welcome to the show. Hello, Jackson.
Hey, how you going?
We're good, mate. You've got a shoelace that needs tying?
Absolutely. My work boots, mate.
Your work boots. Yeah. Okay, that's good. All right, Jackson, stay there. We're going to see how many people we can get. Rachel, hello, Rachel.
Hello, how are you?
We're good, Rachel. How do you go with tying your shoes in public?
Oh, to be honest, I hate wearing shoes with laces, so
okay,
I do it as little as possible.
Okay. Why do you hate wearing them, Rachel?
Oh, for this exact reason. If you're walking, you can't stop. What do you do?
Absolutely.
Keep going.
Rachel, are you happy to tie your shoes with like a strength in number situation? Will that help out?
Yes, let's do it.
Amazing.
We can all do it together, Australia.
Stay there,
it's no
Rachel.
No embarrassment if we're all doing it, you know what I mean?
Damien, hello, Damien.
How are you, boys?
We're good, mate. You willing to tie your shoes for Jimmy Nace's Big Shoe Tie-Up?
I can manage that, I think.
Okay, what kind of shoes you got on you at the moment,
Damien? Got the work boots on today.
The boots. Okay,
love that.
This is good. This is
again,
what...
Australia, if we're all tying our shoes, no one's embarrassed.
No, absolutely.
It's like when your friend pees his pants, so you pee your pants.
What? No, don't laugh at that. Steph. Okay, Steph from Rosetta. We got you there, Steph. Oh, she's gone. She thought she was calling for the pee your pants segment. We're not doing that.
No, it's Chris,
hello, Christian.
G'day, mate.
Christian, are you willing to tie your shoes for us with everybody else in Australia?
Yeah, for sure. I think there's a bit of a trend going on. I got work boots on too.
Okay, work boots. This is good. The only problem I have with work boots is I think they might take a bit longer. So that's fine.
Everyone's up for a challenge, mate. Jackson, Damien, Christian, they're gonna smash it.
Vicky from Reesby. Hey, Vic.
Hi, how you going?
We're good. Are you willing to participate in Jimmy Nace's Big Shoelace Tie?
Oh, yes, I will. Yes, I will. I'm dog-free at the moment. Normally it happens when I'm walking my dog and she drags me and I fall over and it's horrible. Oh. But, yep, no, dog-free, so I'm fine.
Okay. God, walking a dog and doing your it's the worst, isn't it, Vic?
So, and she's a 14-month-old Kelpie, and she just pulls, and then when I bend over, then she'll go and sniff my butt, and it's just, yeah.
So worse than pulling when you bend over.
So, Vic, do you think this will help strength in numbers?
I think it will.
Okay, good. You stay there too, Vic. And finally, let's go to Dean. Is it Dean? We got you there. Oh, hang on. I don't know if I can answer Dean. We might not be able to get Dean. No! Hang on. Let's see if I can get Dino. Dean! No, Dean, you there?
You.
Dean, oh, he got him, Dean. That good. Dino, are you willing to tie your shoelace in Jimmy Nace's Big Shoe Tie?
Yeah, I will. I haven't done it for a few months, but I'll give it a go.
Well, why haven't you done your laces for a few months, Dean?
Pardon?
Why haven't you done your laces for a few months?
Work boots under the zip and you do them up.
Right, okay, great. So you've got work boots on too, Dino.
Yep.
Okay, all right. Okay, this is good. Here we go. So, Jackson, are you ready?
To go.
Okay, Rachel, are you ready?
Yes.
Damien, are you ready?
Born ready.
Christian, are you ready?
For sure.
Vicky from Reesby, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, Dino, are you ready? Dean!
We're ready.
Yeah, okay. Here we
Dean's
go.
The only one that doesn't really say anything.
All right, here we go, guys.
Nath, and for everyone else listening, obviously.
Oh, sorry, yeah, quickly.
Are we just doing one shoe?
Yeah, I think that's all we've got time for. Okay, one shoe. Okay, we're back to it. Okay, here we go, guys.
Right or left, or it doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Okay, here we go, guys. In 3, 2, 1, tie those shoes! Here we go! Go do it!
Okay, done.
It's done! Done! Jackson, are you done?
I've got to cock the hip up.
There's a hip lock.
Okay. Got to cock the hip up.
Okay. True. Rachel, Jackson, are you done? Are you tied?
Yeah, got that.
Okay. Rachel, are you tied?
Yes.
Okay, Damien, yep. Are you tied?
Got him tied.
Okay, Vicky from Reesby, have you tied?
Yep, double bow.
Okay, double bow. Dean, are you tied?
Done.
Okay, this is good. Okay, and then finally, Damien, are you tied?
No, you haven't gone to Christian.
Oh, I haven't gone to, sorry, Christian. Christian, hang on, I'm having phone issues here for the tie-up. Christian, are you tied?
Yeah, I'm tied, mate.
There you go! We have tied it!
It'll no longer be embarrassment with shoe tying!
The Jimmy and Nick Show podcast.
Jim, I love this. A three-year-old boy from New South Wales has been waking his parents up every night by getting Alexa to play Elton John's I'm Still Standing. Don't you know, I'm still standing. Every night at 3 a.m., he asks Alexa to play I'm Still Standing in the middle of the night, waking the parents up, who then come in and have to stop the Alexa.
You were playing this for me yesterday. Do we have it?
Yeah, I do. Okay. So this is the little kid. His name's Vinny, right?
Not right now. Sorry, this is Elton John.
No, that's Elton, guys.
I don't want people to think that there's this kid in New South Wales who does a great Elton John impression.
So his name's Vinny, and this is Vinny asking Alexa to play I'm Still Standing, and then you'll hear him. This happens at 3 a.m. every morning. Have a listen.
Play I'm Still Standing song.
I'm Still Standing by Taron Egerton. Sure. Playing on Spotify.
I'm still standing. Oh, big well done, Vinny. What a talent.
Well, yeah, the only bad thing is, though, it's not Vinny's fault, but he's like, play the I'm Still Standing song. Taron Egerton's version?
Yeah, it's an odd version.
Look, and he did great, obviously, portraying Elton John, but it's weird that Alexa's go-to for I'm Still Standing is the Taron Egerton
Yeah,
version.
Why is Elton pissed off Alexa? What's going on? So my favourite, so it's not only that, you can see this video online as well. He's also dancing. So Vinny's dancing, he's got bunk beds, right? And he's dancing on the bunk beds and dancing around.
How old is he?
He's three. 3 years old. And he's also stomping around and singing, waking up his parents. His parents, I love this. They've said that they've tried to remove Alexa from his room so it stops happening, but he just throws tantrums every time. Or he goes and gets Alexa and re-plugs Alexa in. So I want to ask the question, 131060, how does your kid wake you up? Or how did your kid wake you up? I remember as a kid, I think I've told you this story before, Jim. I used to sleepwalk, big sleepwalker. And what I used to do is, I don't remember this, obviously, because I was asleep. So I used to go into my parents' room and just stand and stare at the foot of the bed.
Yeah.
Like, kind of like the Grudge situation. Like, it would have scared the hell out of me.
I've shared this. This is a fake story, Australia. But once on this show, I said that it's true. I grew up on a farm. We lived on a farm. We had animals, and some of those animals, we had chickens, right? We had a rooster.
Sure.
And I said on this show that when I was a kid, I would mimic the rooster in the morning. I'd be like, ready, I'll give you a rooster. I'm pretty good at
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you're very good at rooster. Just so you know, that was Jimmy. That wasn't a sound effect.
Yeah, that's me. So I said in the show, I went, yeah, I used to pretend to be a rooster in the morning and wake my parents up. And
yeah, right.
And you laughed and we all shared it. And then my parents weren't listening, but someone, a friend of my parents was, and they were chatting to my parents over a couple of beers one Friday afternoon. They went, oh, Jimmy told that story about how he pretended to be a rooster in the morning to wake you up. My parents went, never happened.
Never happened. Great story, though. Great story. Don't let the truth get in the way.
And then they called me. They went, I'm like, Mum and Dad, just put a little mayo on it.
Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah, we embellish stuff. Like, we don't tell boring stories on the show.
We've always got a great story.
Hey, I've never walked in my life. So 131060, Australia, jump on the phones right now. It's early. It's Saturday morning. Maybe it happened this morning. How does your kid wake you up? How does your kid wake you up? Or in the past, how has your kid waked you up? 131060.
The Jimmy and Nick Show podcast.
131060. How does your kid wake you up? This is after a three-year-old gentleman. His name is Vinny. He wakes his parents up every morning without fail at 3 a.m. by asking Alexa to play the Taron Egerton version of I'm Still Standing.
Play I'm Still Standing song.
I'm Still Standing by Taron Egerton. Sure. Playing on Spotify.
I'm still standing. Vinny's going to be good fun when he grows up. I reckon.
Vinny's fun now.
Sure he is.
Find him over a few frothies.
Shannon from Mildura. Hi, Shannon.
Hi, how you going?
Good. How does your kid wake you up, Shannon?
Oh, well, she's two, and ever since she was probably about one, every single morning, about 4 or 5 o'clock, she comes in with every single soft toy she owns and puts it on our bed. Every now and then you get a Barbie to the eye, but most of the time it's a soft toy.
Okay.
So how many toys does she have, Shannon?
Lots.
and brings them all in 4 or 5 in the morning?
Every single morning, every single toy.
Oh my! So how long, Shannon, how long does this process take? Like, is this multiple laps for your daughter?
Multiple laps. So we'll probably lay there. I get the brunt of it because I'm first as you walk in.
Sure.
She will lay her at my side, walk around to her dad's side, lay her up his side. If she runs her soft toys, that's where the action figures come in. And that's when you tend to have to get up.
Okay, yeah, the hard stuff's coming in. Quick, let's get up, guys.
When it gets hard, I've got to get up.
Holly. Hello, Holly.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Holly. How does your son wake you up?
So about 2:30 every morning, he'll come to my side of the bed and put his face as close as he can to mine. Until I wake up. And it scares the hell out of me every single morning. And the worst part is, like, he's prone to nosebleeds, so sometimes his face is, like, covered in blood.
Oh, that's so, like a horror film.
It is. Like, it's so scary.
Oh. Ollie, does he say anything or is he just completely silent?
Completely silent.
Oh, that's a horror film, Holly.
Oh, it's disgusting.
How old is he?
3.
So do you scream when you wake up?
Oh, well, sometimes I do, or sometimes I literally get the breath taken out of me. I'm used to it, but I'm still get scared every time.
Bloodied face, 3-year-olds.
Why are you screaming, Mummy? I just wanted to wake you up. Thank you, Holly. Mel. Hello, Mel.
Hey, how you going?
Good. Have you got a story about somebody waking you up? Is it your kid?
No, it was actually my uncle. First moved to Australia, turned 18. My cousin decides to take me out to the nightclubs and show me the sights.
Yep.
And we'd get home, stagger home at 2-3 o'clock in the morning and be woken up at 7 by my uncle who happened to play the saxophone, and it happened to be the Muppet Show. And to this day, I cannot listen to the Muppet Show theme song.
What? So it's 7 a.m. every morning, your uncle would play the Muppets on saxophone?
Yeah, he'd walk into our room and we were in, like, my cousin and I were in twin beds, and he'd walk up in between the middle of us and start playing the Muppet Show. It took us 3 or 4 times. We were a bit slow learning to learn to wear earplugs to bed after we'd been out.
What? So was it just...
But there only one song, only the Muppets theme song.
Yeah, he was a great saxophonist. He could play anything, but it just happened to be the Muppet Show.
How does it go, Mel?
I can't even remember now.
Yeah, she got the earplugs eventually. That was the... Yeah, do you remember how it went, Mel?
I'm just trying to think. No, I can't actually.
Yeah, you've blocked that memory out of your mind.
Look, it's a mental, you know, it's mentally been put to the furthest of my mind. It harmed me.
Was it just done to wake you up, Mel, or would he do that even if you weren't there?
Oh, no. He'd do it to wake us up after we'd been out. He knew we'd been out and we'd probably maybe... kind of have woken them by the time we got home. So maybe it was a payback.
It's payback, Mel.
It's a bit.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast is back in
30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast. Now, look, I need a couple of things from you, Australia. First of all, 131060, give us a call to rate the show.
Yep.
As we have nearly finished the show, we need your rating. But also, 131060, give us a call if you want a PS5. Yeah, you heard me correctly.
Yeah.
A PS5 and a copy of the new WWE game 2K23.
Yeah, this is going off. People are loving this. Of course, Enter the Ring with John Cena in WWE 2K23. It is out now, guys. Massive hot property.
Yep. And we're going to give away... Now, it's going to be on the show tomorrow, I'll be honest with you. We're going to give away a PlayStation 5 tomorrow on the show and a copy of WWE 2K23. Also, phones are going nuts.
Oh, wow. Literally, they just exploded. So, we might shut the system down here. Yeah.
So if you are trying to call now and it's like, oh, it's engaged, I can't get through, I can see the phones in front of me.
Yep.
Obviously, we give you my PlayStation
5. Keep trying, guys. You never know.
Now, I appreciate everyone calling. Haven't even said how we're giving it away yet. So what we're going to do is tomorrow on the show, but we'll take them now. So give us a call, 131060. We're going to take your wrestler name.
Yep.
So you've got to come up with a wrestler name And there's got to be a reason behind it.
Yeah, you can't just say it for no reason.
Yeah, you can't just make it up. So we're going to need a wrestler name and a reason why. Now, Nathan and I are going to have a go at this. I reckon we give each other names.
Right, okay, yeah, cool. All right.
So
you want to go? You want to give me one first?
I'll give you one first.
Okay,
here we go. All right.
Oh, no. Here they come. You're in for a treat. Please welcome into the ring,
Roy Boy.
And then I'm walking down the aisle.
So, I mean, it's a bit of a joke there. Nate tried to give him... Was it Roy Boy or Roysome?
No, Roysome's I tried to give myself, but it landed on Roy Boy was the nickname that I tried to give myself.
Years ago when you were a kid, massive wrestling fan, you tried to give yourself the nickname Roysome?
Yeah, Roysomes. Yeah, Roysomes. And it didn't quite take off, shockingly. All right, I got one for you. Okay. All right.
Oh, no. Here they come. You're in for a treat. Please welcome into the ring,
Jimmy the Long Back Smasher. Now, of course, if you're a long-time listener of the show, if you've seen Jim, you know no ass. Has no ass, just a really long back.
I don't think you can say Long Back Smasher.
Mate, it's a wrestling name, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
Because you smash your backs.
That's what I... See? You hear it now?
Oh, now I hear it. Yeah.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Win time! That's it, guys.
Yeah, look, Australia, we don't control the whistle. When the whistle goes, that's when Nathan and I get out of here.
Absolutely, that's a full-time whistle. We click the cards and we get out.
Nathan and I, apparently, we go too long. As much as we'd love to go on forever, apparently there's music and ads and news
and
stuff.
Other people with jobs.
They put the whistle in for us to get out of here.
Absolutely.
But look, if you are just joining us, unlucky, because it's been a great show.
Yeah, it has been a real cracker.
And tomorrow on the show, we are giving away a PlayStation 5 and a copy of the new WWE game.
Oh, yeah.
WWE 2K23, very exciting. And we're looking for wrestler names. And then a reason behind. Like, why have you come up with this?
Absolutely.
No?
Okay. Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, mate. Ryan, thanks for calling through. Okay. So let's start with, have you got a wrestling name, Ryan?
I do, yes.
Okay. What do you go ahead. What do you got?
The Albino Rhino.
The Albino Rhino.
Why the Albino Rhino, Ryan?
I'm quite pasty, guys, to be honest.
Yeah. And are you...
a little pale.
Are you a little pale? Are you big like a rhino?
No, that's come from Ryan.
Oh, because his name's Ryan. No, okay, I'll be honest, I didn't pick that up either. So, clever.
But you heard our wrestling names, Ryan. They're not very good.
No, of course.
Look, Ryan, while we got you as well, we'd love for you to rate the show and give us a reason why. Is that all right?
Yeah, mate, yeah. I'll give you a 9 out of 10 today. And the only reason it's a 9 because you've been on long enough.
Oh, we weren't on long enough.
Ryan, we've been wanting to be on longer.
Right, here's the thing. Send an email to your local radio station.
Adios, Australia!
That's it. But don't worry. You can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials. At Jimmy and Nate. And catch the show. Weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network. And on the Listener app. Or, if you see them, just give them a little kiss. Mwah.